and head to Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli Daf Chaf Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Eile hena pasulim hamesachik b'kuvya ba'amal b'ribis u'mafrich yoinim v'seich yishvias ba'avodim. The following are disqualified from judging or testifying: dice players, those who lend with ribis, which is interest; mafrich yoinim, as they incite doves to fight with each other; and seichere shvias, those who sell payers of shvias and slaves. The Shimon says that at first they used to call them gatherers of shvias. After the anosim, the people who demand the king's levy, became rampant, they called them seichrei shvias. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eim asai bezman she'ein lehem munas, elai hi, avel im yesh lehem munas shelai hi, havei ze kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this? If he has no other profession, but if he has another profession, then he is kosher as a judge or a witness. The Gemara says, "Masachik b'kuvya zeha masachik b'fizifsin, echad masachik b'fizifsin, echad masachik b'klipei egoizim v'mainim." The Gemara says, "A dice player is one who plays or gambles with bone fragments. The same applies to one who plays with bone fragments, nutshells, or pomegranate peels." La'olam ein mekavel noisa ad shishave b'fizifsav. We never accept him to be kosher until he breaks his bone fragments and one checks that he did a full tshuva. One who lends with ribbis, we never accept him until he tears his documents and one checks that he did a full tshuva. The same applies to one who incites doves to fight with each other, or any other behema or chaya or a bird. We don't accept him until he breaks his boards and does a full tshuva. Who is the merchant of shvias? It's one who sits idly all of the years of the Shemitah cycle, and once the seventh year comes, he begins doing business with payers of Shemitah. We never accept him until another Shemitah comes and one checks that he did a full tshuva. Tani Rabbi Yosi Omer Shtei Shviyos. Rabbi Yosi says we must check him for two Shemitah cycles that he repented. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Chazor Asmomen Lechazor Dvarim Drum Shiyam Elohim, Hal Achem Mosaim, Ze Vachokam Laniim, Ma Shukonasti, and Peyos Avera. Nehemiah says he must return money that he profited through taking Peyos Shemitah and not merely verbal repentance. He says, "Here is 200 zuz, distribute them to the poor, what I gathered with forbidden foods." Haisifu Aleim, Aroyim, Rachamsonim, Agazlonim, Vacholachashudim, Alamomain, Edusam, Betela. Baisa says, Chacham later decreed that also shepherds, they graze their animals in other people's fields; extortionists, they forcibly take things and pay for them; robbers, which is midrabon, means one is forbidden due to darchei shalom; and everyone suspected about money, their testimony is batel. Amar Rabbi Abol, Ravad v'royim behim adaka. Abol says this refers only to shepherds of small animals, means that do not work. Chacham didn't decree to forbid work animals. Ravuna says that who is the Tana who taught that Mafricha Yoinim are apostle for Eidus Achoyos, for testifying about the new moon? It's Rebbe Lezer, because the Mishnah Leduyos teaches in the name of Rebbe Lezer that Mafricha Yoinim are apostle for testimony. Amar Yimana, Koyim Rebbe Yosi, Oid Hadar de Sanhedrin, Koyim Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Nana said to Rebbe Yosi that is this Mishnah of Sanhedrin like Rebbe Lezer? Amalei Diver Kolhi. Rabbi Yosi answered that it's like everyone, all disqualify for monetary testimony. Hacha am Rabbi Yosi Yodin Hayinu Shepasol Me'edus Mamoin Ma Bol Ha'ed. The Gemara asks here in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yosi said that we already knew that he is Pasol for monetary testimony. What does the Rebbe come to teach? Ela Kishem Shepasol Me'edus Mamoin Kach Pasol Me'edus Nefashoif Ve'edei Achoydesh Ke'edei Nefashoif Inun. And the Gemara answers, rather, just like he is pasul for monetary testimony, he is pasul for capital testimony and testimony of the new month, which is like capital testimony. The Taninam, the Haklal, Kol Eidus Sheim, Ishak Sheir Lahen, Afhein, Einan Sheim Lo, Nan Tanisa Rabbonim. The Sefer of that Mishnah teaches, and this is a general rule, any testimony for which a woman is not kosher, also they're not kosher for it. This implies that psulim are kosher for testimony for which a woman is kosher, such as Sota, Eglarufa, and testimony that a man died to permit his widow to remarry. Who taught this? It is Rabbonon. Rabbonon, Kerebli Eliezer, Moidim Lei Upligi Aluye. The Gemara objects, do Rabbonon agree with Reb Eliezer and argue with him? If the ratio is like Reb Eliezer and unlike Rabbonon, you cannot say that Sefer is Rabbonon. Reb Yoina b'shem Rav Huna Amar Kula Reb Eliezer. Rav Yoina, quoting Rav Huna, answered that all, meaning even our Mishnah in Sanhedrin, are only like Reb Eliezer, Rabbonon and Machshir, even for monetary cases. Vasya Elain Plugta, Ki Elain Plugta, Titani, Eidzayim, Possum, the Kolleduyas, Jumatayra, Rav Meir. The argument of Rav Eliezer and Rabbonon here is like the argument as follows. Rav Meir says it taught that an Eidzayim is possible for all testimonies in the Torah. Am Rav Yosi ben Eder Amurim bez Manche Nimsa Zaymim be Eidus Nefashois Av Im Nimsa Zaymim be Eidus Mamoin Ein Pasal Ela Me Oisa Eidus Olvaz. Rav Yosi says, when is this though? It's when he found to be an invalid witness, a fake witness in capital testimony. But if he was found to be a Zaymim, a fake witness in monetary testimony, he's possible only for that, from that testimony. But I do Rav Yosi ku Rabbonin Av Dimeir ku Rav Eliezer, and therefore Rav Yosi is like Rabbonin, and Rav Meir is like Rav Eliezer.